It is Dredd and Rogalski in the studio, and it is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. As it is Tuesday, we welcome in Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning.
Good morning.
The surge caused by the Delta variant is on everybody's minds these days, so that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, so I believe everybody knows that we're having a surge here in the county as well as throughout Northern California. I wanted to point out that the dashboard that we look at that the county puts up every day, the county health department, just point out a couple of things because questions have come up. First of all, remember that this is the tally for hospitalizations and ICU admissions from the day before. So it's not necessarily the number right now. The number right now is a little bit higher. It's around 28 instead of 26, which is what the dashboard is showing. And that's throughout the county, the three hospitals in the county. Another thing that comes up that I get asked a lot is, does the number of hospitalizations reflect patients that are actually in the hospital, or does it include people that came to the emergency room and got diagnosed and then were sent home because they weren't very symptomatic? And the answer is, it's only those who actually get admitted and are in a hospital bed. It does not count ER visits that go home. So that number is much higher. And I would say that throughout the three hospitals, we're probably seeing somewhere around 20 to 30 patients a day who are coming into the ER and ending up testing positive and being sent home. Now, that's cumulative between the three facilities. The majority of the current surge remains in the Ukiah Valley, and in particular, Adventist Health Ukiah Medical Center is taking the majority, the vast majority of those patients are there. And they have a special COVID ward that they've opened up, and it's pretty full. So they're doing great work over there, but it is really challenging. Here on the coast right now, we have 5 out of 15 patients that have COVID. That's the highest number we've seen historically throughout the whole year and a half that we've had this outbreak. So it's definitely picking up. It's definitely real. Out of all of these patients, and I don't want to belabor the point, but it needs to be made, that over 95% of all of the admissions are in unvaccinated people. And that remains the case. People who are vaccinated still can develop symptoms. But once again, we're seeing that the vaccine is really helping prevent, for the vast most part, people going on to being really sick. We have had one patient who was fully vaccinated who did get very sick and actually passed away. That's one case out of many that we've had. And that patient had a whole bunch of other health problems, and it wasn't just the COVID. So it does happen. It's true. But the vast majority of people are protected if they're fully vaccinated. We have been continually reviewing our surge plan. That surge plan is something that we developed, of course, a year and a half ago, and we periodically update it, and we are in the process of updating it again, and we are moving forward in the phases. We are in phase 2 right now. Phase 0 is no cases, waiting for cases. Phase 1 is where we've been at through most of the year. Phase 1 is when we only have a few cases. Phase 2 is where we have so many cases that we are having to now move resources around. And then phase 3 would be where we're severely stretched. We would have to be, we're quite a ways away from phase 3. Part of that phase 2 moving resources around is moving resources around between our two sister hospitals. Once again, we've been so benefited by the affiliation with Adventist Health because it really has brought a lot of resources to us. And we are trading patients with COVID back and forth. So some of the cases that we have in the hospital right now, some of those 5 are from Willits and Ukiah. And these are the less sick COVID patients. And in return, if we have a COVID patient who's really super sick, then we are tending to transfer them over to Ukiah, where they have a bigger ICU and more resources. So that's part of what this sharing of resources is all about, and it's very important. I know early on, a year and a half ago, I heard people say, well, you know, should we take patients from outside? Should we keep our own hospital for ourselves, etc.? But really, I think everybody probably appreciates that we're way beyond that discussion at this point. You know, this is a pandemic that affects all of us, and it absolutely impacts hospitals in huge ways. And the only way that we're ultimately going to come through this in a really positive way, and I think we will, is by sharing resources. And that means not only supplies and staff, but it also means taking patients when another hospital is completely impacted. We don't want to have situations where people are in emergency rooms seriously ill for days and days and not able to get into a bed. And by the way, we do take, we have been helping to unload some of the volume from Ukiah and Willits and taking non-COVID patients from their ER as well. So it's working out really well, I think. And I want to give a big shout out to our ambulance crews, Davey Beek, the head of our local ambulance, doing an outstanding job helping us move patients back and forth. And we're very fortunate to have that service. I believe that we've currently got four rigs in service.
All right. Well, doctor, I mean, it's just, it's good to hear what is being done, that there is a process involved. Goodness knows we hear enough about the Delta variant. We know that's what's generating the situation, but it's good to hear how Adventist Health, Mendocino Coast, and the other hospitals are reacting to our current pandemic situation.
And also, if I could just interject, it is a very coordinated response, and we, the three hospitals and the senior leadership team, meet every morning through online meeting and discuss our resources, what our needs are going to be for the day, what has happened over the past 24 hours. And then we also are meeting regularly with the county health department, state leadership, et cetera. We have reached out to the state and requested resources, including assistance with getting some additional nursing, perhaps through the National Guard. So there is a lot of behind-the-scenes conversation and coordination going on.
All right. Doctor, thank you very much for the presentation this morning. And all of you out there, thanks for listening to the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.